Blog Talk Radio.
Host Diana D. Williams, and I am thrilled to be here today, and I'm more thrilled that you are here with us. It's a brand new year, and I am so excited. You know, this is our second new year for the broadcast, and it's been a really the first year I thought was very, very good. I loved it, and it's amazing how fast time flies by. And you know, and as we begin this new year, I am expecting some great programs. You know, I've got a little bit better hang of things, and we're going to be trying some new things this season. We're going to try to get a little video with Skype and see how that works out, but we're going to be trying some new things this year. So I hope that you will hang in here with us. And I'm here with Courtney. She's here in the studio with me, and wishing Courtney a happy new year. And so we are got some new things planned this year, and we thank you for your patronage during our first year, and we've got some good interviews scheduled for this year. So it's gonna be a little bit different, but we know that it's going to be good. Well, if you saw the broadcast, or if you saw the little advertisement for the broadcast, you'll notice that this week I am attending Gateway's first conference. It's the first conference of the year at Gateway. Every year we have first conference, and it's about putting God first at the beginning of the year, and that's one of the things that I love about the new year. It's a chance to reset, and it's a chance to reorder our priorities, and that's what we do at First Conference. We have a great lineup, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that, but I do want to say this at the beginning. If you know, we're going to be going again tonight. We'll be going Wednesday. It's going to go through Wednesday, the 8th of January, and it's going to be at the South Lake campus. But you can also go to the North Fort Worth campus of Gateway, which is located at Basswood and North Beach. And that's going to be at 7 o'clock tonight if you don't want to come all the way over to South Lake. But I tell you, it's going to be a great time. We have had a phenomenal time all week since the weekend. So you ought to come on out and put God first by coming to the first conference. And I know that Pastor Robert and Debbie would be delighted for you to come out, and we really are having a great time. We began on Sunday with one of my favorite people, and that is Dr. Jack Hayford. Now, some of you, I don't know if you know Dr. Hayford or not, but if most of us know the song called Majesty, and he wrote that song, and he is an incredible teacher. He is the founder of King's University, and he also he has a church, I think it's in California, Church on the Way. He has a book that I read. Well, he's written many, many books, but he has one of my favorite is called Worship His Majesty, and it's a book where he really kind of gives a chronicle of the events that led up to writing the song Majesty. Now, he's written a lot of songs, too, but Majesty is one that just about all of us know, you know. But this book is so, so good, and he talks about in that book, I recommend it for anyone. I've read it a couple times, and he really talks about worship in this book. And he talks about how Adam and Eve, as long as they worshiped their Creator, they were able to hold on to everything that their Creator had for them. But it was not until they stopped worshiping God and began to worship something and somebody else that they fail. And of course, the message is that we should only worship the Lord our God. And but it's a great book called Worship His Majesty. I tell you, and if you want a good read for the new year, that's the way to go. But he came to he was at Gateway this past weekend, and one of his messages he taught, he's a great teacher too, and he taught from the book of Joshua, which of course is one of my favorite books because I love anything about the Promised Land. You know, I'm always I'm one of those people, I really believe that each one of us has a promised land, and we want to take that land for the glory of God. And he talked from the book of Joshua, and I didn't really keep real close notes because I was focused on listening, but he had three major points in that message, and the first one was that just like God told Joshua that he was with him, but the first point was that God has set boundaries for each one of us. Isn't that something? Now think about that. In other words, God has, for your own personal promised land, you know what? God has established the promised land for you, and there are boundaries, and you have, and everything within that boundary is something that God has set aside for you. It's something that not only has he set it aside, but he has actually given it to you. And it's up to you to go in and take it and to take the land. But he's given you the land. And he talked, his second point was that he talked about, you know, sometimes we stand on the outside. And you have to step into the water. You know, when they got ready to cross the Jordan, God told them, step into the Jordan. In other words, we have to step into the water before we can expect to see anything happen. You know, he said the miracle is there, but oftentimes we have to step into the water in order for us to see the miracle begin. And he said, I remember him saying, you know, you won't always see it right away, you know, so don't expect to just step in there and boom, there it is. But you step into the water and you begin that journey for that miracle. And he says that, and as they, you know, and as you step into the water, it begins to put things in action. And too many times believers are standing on the bank of the bank of the Jordan, and they're looking for that miracle, but you got to step into the water. And that was his second point. And then his third point was from the walls of Jericho. And he said that, listen, sometimes, you know, it gets tough when you're taking that land. It really does. It gets tough, and it's okay. It's okay to admit that. But what he said is, you know what, you can always praise God. And we know that it was praise, it was the shout of praise that brought the walls down. So when you're taking your land, hey, you got to remember to keep on praising God. I don't care what it looks like, I don't care how long it takes, you have to hold on to your praise. Hey, listen, sometimes it can get tough, and there's nothing else you'll have, you'll always have God with you, but, you know, in this natural world, sometimes, hey, you know what, your praise will bring you through some really difficult trials. And he said, just make sure that you keep on praising God. And he's a phenomenal teacher, and that's Dr. Jack Hayford. And the book is Worship His Majesty, and I hope you will check him out. And then Monday night we had the legendary John C. Maxwell. Now, if you don't know John C. Maxwell, then you're going to have to get with it in the new year. And he is a leadership expert, and I mean, now, I love leadership. That's really my field, is leadership. And and he was my first leadership mentor. As a matter of fact, the first book of his that I read was called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And I read that book, and I'll tell you, and the principles that I got, those 21 irrefutable laws, you know what, they are still very much a part of my leadership strategies even today. And so he's just an incredible teacher, and he just goes all over the world teaching people how to be effective leaders. Great man. And this was my first opportunity to see him live. And not only did I see him live, if you are following me on Facebook, you saw my picture. I got a chance to take a picture with my first leadership mentor. What, I mean, that was so exciting to me. He was at Gateway, and I got a chance. I got two of his new books, and I got a chance to take a picture. Now, isn't that a great way to start off the new year, taking a picture and meeting face-to-face your first leadership mentor? I love it. I tell you, it's going to be a great year. 2015 is going to be a great year. I speak it prophetically, and I hope that you will receive it, because it's going to be a year like none other. And we're going to take land in 2015. The devil is going to, he is going to feel the passion that we have for advancing. And that's what John Maxwell taught on. He taught about being intentional, and as opposed to just kind of letting things happen. And I think a lot of believers, you know, we want to follow God and the Holy Spirit, and we want to be really careful, you know, but sometimes we can be too careful. And what Dr. Maxwell was saying is that, you know what, make this an intentional year. Make your decisions strategic and make them intentional. Plan your work and work your plan. You know, yes, we should be careful, but you know what, don't be so careful that you miss the boat, you know, because you're afraid to move. And so you have to be strategic, and you do have to be intentional. And because it takes that to advance. You have to be intentional to advance. And we also, not only did we have John Maxwell, but John Maxwell was Sunday night. Monday night we had Tom Mullins. Now, I had heard his name before, and he's a pastor. He is a pastor of a church in California. It's called Christ Fellowship Church, and I believe he's got like 30,000 members in this church. But a lot of you, now if you're a football fan, you probably know him, because he's been a phenomenal coach, football coach in college and high school football. And I can understand why, because he motivated us Monday night. I mean, he just motivated us. He had a lot of football jargon. Now, a lot of that, I have to admit, a lot of that, when he went to talking about scrimmage and things like that, I really, really didn't quite know what he was talking about. But he talked about, hey, 2015 being the year of moving in the offense, not the defense, but the offense. And what's he talking about? He's saying, hey, listen, let it be about advancement this year. You know what? Advance. Don't be reacting to pressure, but you put the pressure on. You know, a lot of times the enemy of our souls, you know what? He wants to pressure us and have us making decisions based on the pressure that he tries to exert in and over our lives. But you know what? He's a defeated foe. He knows it, and we know it too. He's just hoping we don't know it. So this year, the 2015, is going to be the year of the offensive. We're going to put the pressure on the enemy. We are going in to take the land in 2015. And I really do believe that with all of my heart and with all of my soul. And he motivated us last night. It was just like being on the football field. And I thank all of these great men of God. So we also had Cindy Ratcliffe Cruz from Lakewood Church. She was there singing with the Gateway Worship Team. And, of course, they're already phenomenal. But she was there, and I really enjoyed her. And we're going to be back there again tonight. And I'm trying to think of who we've got there tonight. We have an associate pastor from Lakewood. His name is John Gray. I don't know a thing about him, but I know he's going to be good. If Pastor Robert has him there, he's going to be good. So I invite you. And tomorrow night we've got Miles McPherson, who is the founding senior pastor of the Rock Church. So if you are looking to start off the new year putting first things first, then you need to be at the first conference and at the South Lake campus, or go on over to North Fort Worth at Basswood and North Beach. Don't miss it, because it's a great time. It's a great way to start your year off right. And you know what? Things that begin right tend to end right. Isn't that right? God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us on this first broadcast of the new year. And I'm excited, and I'm just so thankful for your patronage. And we appreciate here at Diana for Him Ministries, we really appreciate the patronage and the support that all of our listeners have given us over this first year, and we're ready now to begin year number two. So God bless you, and we want to see you back again tomorrow for more Word Wisdom.